Good morning. Today is the 39th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count the Omers yet, please do so during daylight hours. A friendly reminder, we study Mishnayos every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Parah. We are in the sixth parak, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Hoya Kiddush Tzaf al Pnei Amayim. What happens if the consecration ashes, that is to say, I took the ashes, I put it in the water, there was so much solute, there was so much ash, that it floated, it didn't dissolve into the water. So Remeir Verb Shimon Omerim, no tol mekadish. Remeir Verb Shimon say, I don't understand, take the ash, and then you can go ahead and put it into more water. And you put it into more water, you have double the amount of paraduma water. The Chachamim say, if it touched water, you can't take it out and use it to go ahead and touch and create more paraduma water. And similarly, says the Mishnah, and if you sprinkled the water and you found the ashes on the bottom, go ahead and dry it off, and then you can go ahead and use mechatas with it. But once the ashes touch the water, you can't go ahead and create mechatas with it. And that is Mishnah base. Now in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah continues, Hamekadish Bishokas. What happens if I'm consecrating mechatas in this big, huge trough? But Fibisocha, and there's a bottle with a very narrow neck. It's sort of like an eyedropper, right? So Afalpisha Pivtsar Kosho, even though the mouth is very narrow, Hamayim Shabisocha Mekachin, because of the narrow space, no paraduma ashes probably came into the bottle to mix with the water, but the water works for the water that's inside. Imhaya Sfog, but if there was a sponge in the trough, right, and it's at the bottom, and it absorbs some of the water, Hamayim Shabasocho Psulim, the water in the sponge is going to be no good, because we're told that it has to go into a kli. A sponge is not a kli, so the water that gets absorbed doesn't take care of that requirement, and so therefore, you will have a problem. So Kate said, Yasa, so what do you do to get rid of the sponge? So Yizali Fatshumagil is this folk. You have to go ahead and pour out the water in the trough until you get to the sponge. Pour it into a different container until the water level in the trough is above the level of the sponge. And once it gets to that point, you can't continue pouring because any more water will come, will cause some of the water that's not kosher to fall out. And then Naga Bisfog, Afalpi Shamayim Tzafim Al-Gab of Kol Shein Psulim. If he touches the sponge, even though the water is floating above it, the water becomes pasul. And a person has to be careful in order to make sure that you save whatever water is inside without having the sponge water, the inside sponge water, become mixed with the outside water, which would ruin it from being able to become acceptable for Parah Aduma purposes. Okay, we'll stop here. Bless Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.